This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven past the hour on the DJV program. Jennifer, I won't tell you what day it is because I know that upsets you. I don't want to get involved in upsetting you. Heavenly Days McGee. Where'd that expression come from anyway? Is that from Fibber McGee and Molly? Or am I asking the wrong crowd?
What? What language are you speaking?
I was listening, coming back from the airport last night, I was listening to old-time radio on Sirius. And it was Johnny Dollar was the show I was listening to. Was made in the 1950s. And I thought to myself, how wonderful. I used to, when I was running a radio station in Boston in the mid-80s, and my friend and mentor in many ways, but we've been together for since the late 68. We've been working together ever since Bob Kay. He was running WCAU in Philadelphia at the same time. And we were running the old-time radio shows for a couple of hours every night on news and news talk stations. And the reason we did it is because it got ratings galore. You wouldn't have believed the audience was, at least on my station, went way younger than the normal audience for that station. You'd have thought it would be the other way around because these were shows from the 40s and the 50s, The Shadow and The Old Cowboys, The Lone Ranger, that kind of stuff. So I figured when we put it on, and Bob had pretty substantial info at the time, that it appealed to a really broad audience. But the number of 17, 18, or 19, 12 to 17-year-olds who were listening to this, so we played them between 8 and 10 o'clock. It was just really kind of, it was fun to do it, and it was fun to see who responded to it well. I don't know, why was I talking about that, leaving the airport, thinking about Johnny? Oh, Fibber McGee and Molly. That's another show from that era. I wonder if, in fact, Jennifer, you'd be a good one to answer this because you've been such a fan of Lucille Ball's and Yeah. So the movie that Lucille Ball won for Best Actress as the Golden Globes were presented on Sunday night, that was a very good overview of what was going on and the sorts of things that were going on, the kind of influence that sponsors had on what the content was of the shows at that time.
Becoming the Ricardos is the movie that you're talking about.
Yes, and yeah.
Yeah, it was really, first of all, it was really interesting for a couple of reasons, just to see how early TV was. Well, it still is so dictated by the wants and the needs of the advertisers, but also to see what was acceptable and just what a trailblazer Lucille Ball really was in terms of women on television and women in comedy. I mean, I don't think that there would be any women in comedy at all, or at least in the way that we have it now without her. And it was I don't know, she was just a trailblazer. And to Desi's, I think Desi always got a bad rap, but he could really see her talent, and he knew how to help her along down that way, which was an interesting element, I think, of their relationship, which was always kind of a hot one. So I think it was all in all, I think it was a great movie, and I'm a tough critic because I love Lucille Ball. I think that Nicole Kidman did a really good job.
She did.
I don't think it was perfect, but I do think that it was good.
It was good.
So I definitely would tell you if you like that genre, if you like just entertaining movies in general, but certainly if you like that genre of.
I want to talk about accountability in a couple of different ways here, if we may, for a few minutes. First of all, in terms of the states and the requirements nationally for masks, for getting the vaccine, I think I'm going to start downplaying this because everything, and I think I said this to you yesterday when we were having breakfast, Jennifer, the information I'm getting from two trusted sources, and this is what Victoria always says, you know, you got to know who your sources are, and do you trust them? Are they trustworthy? I think the other side of that is we can all see things on social media. Yeah, I trust that, and maybe they aren't trustworthy. It's hard to know anymore what's real and what's BS. At any rate, and that's part of the accountability for all this information that comes about that is sometimes false. The info, however, I feel very comfortable in saying this on the air. I mean, I pretty much, I'd say whatever I was thinking and then sometimes bracket it with whether this is true or maybe it isn't or whatever, it's a rumor. In this case, these are no rumors. If you look at the stats as of today for COVID, the number of people who have the Omicron and the number of people who are in hospitals who are not suffering from Omicron, but they're suffering from Delta, you look at what's happening around the rest of the world, and certainly South Africa is the place to go because it's kind of really where this variant started, and you look at how the Israelis have handled it. I listened to Jack Stockwell, who's a very important part of this program in DJV Health, and so is Ken Kronhaus. Both of them are very different in their approach to medicine, but they both really agree concretely that we are about to see a drastic change in the number of people who are getting this. The peak probably will be reached this week in our country for Omicron. And as it came up very quickly, we've only, what, 5-6 weeks? How long has Omicron been around? Not any more than certainly a month and a half. And the number of people who, like 2 million people a day, are getting this thing. It's amazing. Bing, bang, boom. And most people are not suffering, especially if you've had a vaccine. But then there were the people who were saying, well, what's the point of getting a vaccine now? And I kind of almost understand what they're saying, unless there's another variant, and they're people are talking about something
one.
In France, but
yeah,
it's
the
not,
next one's
yeah.
coming. We don't know enough
well,
about it yet.
I think that's true, and I think it's whether it's coming, what does that mean, in terms of what the end of this all is. Both these guys, Ken went on in the Good Day Health Hour that he does at great length this past weekend, for those of you who heard and you know what I'm talking about, with regard to the 1916 to 1918. And Victoria, this is not a slam at all. Please don't take it that way. Remember the first time I brought that up and you said, well, that's got nothing to do with this.
Spanish flu, it's not relevant to what we're going through now.
Yes, it is.
Now.
It's most relevant.
Well,
it's
not to a lot of people, it's not. That
well,
was my
I don't,
point.
But not to a lot of people, that doesn't make it not relevant. Ken says that this is pretty much exactly the same. It's following the same trajectory, same timeline. The only difference between the 1916 and 1918 flu, the Spanish flu, is there was no vaccine for it. It was just there, and there was no way they could curb it. And people were dying left and right on the street. I mean, it was an amazing, all around the world, tens of millions of people died because of that. And so, but what his point is, Ken's point, is that it came and it hit hard. And for a couple of years, it was what occupied the planet's focus. And so it went away within a month. Literally, or 6 weeks, it was gone. It was here, and then it was gone. It burned itself out. And he says, Ken says, that by April, that's kind of where we're going to be. So it'll be interesting to see. We'll follow it and figure out if things are looking better and we're feeling better about it. Right now, however, there are lots of mask mandates, locally, federally, statewide. People are closing, the schools in some places are closed down. You have to show certain test results, et cetera, et cetera. It's pretty, in the case of what's in last, you can speak to this better than I can. Los Angeles, I know my family is my daughter and her husband, both are profs at UCLA, and they were going to have a 2-week shutdown. Now they've extended it to the end of the month where we're back to, Zoom classes, and
yeah,
nobody likes it. The kids are all grumbling.
College campuses are going virtual.
Yeah, right.
My cousin's a freshman at GW, and she tested positive over the weekend. She feels okay, but she couldn't go back to college, so now the whole house had to go and get tested, and she has to isolate up in her room, and she's pretty miserable. So that's just happening, and she has a lot of friends who couldn't return either because they tested positive. I mean, we knew this was going to happen after New Year's, right? A lot of people just didn't stay in, and they went out. And, I mean, I know a ton of people with COVID right now. And to varying degrees, to varying degrees of severity. And in some cases, their partners, whom they live with, don't have it and have tested negative multiple times. It's very odd who it chooses, who it decides to go out to.
Well, I had the experience, you talk about what happens.
that's been the trajectory, though. I mean, think about even with some of the more serious variants, like the original and the Delta variant.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I tell you guys a story all the time about how I passed it around to my parents, and we all had it to different degrees, varying degrees. Yeah. It was really interesting that it would all be so different, and it is. That's what makes it kind of freaky, because nobody can predict it.
Yeah, and what we've been discussing, too, is that how it attacks fat cells, and if you have certain health issues, or if you're of a certain weight or of a certain age, and then our own life experience with people we actually know getting it, it negates everything we're being told.
I had an interesting experience because I had a test again over the weekend when I was visiting and swabbed my throat as well. Some people are swabbing the throat when you use the rapid COVID test. This is something that's been started recently in Israel. So you stick it up your nose, and you also put it in your throat.
Well, your throat first, then the nose.
The throat, whatever, yeah. But
which
at any rate,
test is that? I've only done up the nose.
Everybody is saying to do that now, which I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't.
Well, the Israelis started doing it, and that's why it's being done with a rapid test.
Well, Omicron goes to the throat and not the lungs, so it's like basically from your throat up is Omicron. So maybe it makes sense. I don't know.
All right. So let me, this is the fourth time, I'll preface this.
Oh, say Doug. Comment. I'm just kidding.
Yes. Thank you, Jennifer. The experience I had on the plane flying out to California on Friday night, I had a 4.5-hour delay, which was, I've not had that sort of situation. And part of it was because the weather was lousy, but part of it was because there was a plane that was coming from New York to Boston that was going to become our plane to Los Angeles. And they couldn't find a fourth crew member to be in the back of the plane in New York, so it sat there, and it sat there, and it sat there. And so I finally asked around, and I actually had a long conversation with one of the flight attendants yesterday coming back, who normally doesn't do Boston, but they're doing it because everybody's shifting around, and it's because of the flight attendants being very, like, stern with their interpretation of who gets what and how are you treating it. And so they've run out of crew members, and that was a perfect example. And it's the beginning of the month. So, you know, you wonder, there were cancellations. You look at the board, the weather and the Omicron canceled hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of flights over the past week or so. It seems to be coming around, but it still was, that was my first experience anyway with having a flight that was delayed more because of the COVID situation than the weather. 18 after on the DJV show.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, but when we just come out and see it, it feels like it falls a bit flat. So instead, we're going to hire a professional voice actor and pay him absurd amounts of money to say,
I like this product.
Not sure why that was better. I mean, I'm a professional too, but we didn't pay him to say the business part, so back to me. Save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. Sorry, I know hearing me say it was a bit of a letdown. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Today on Hey Culligan, Smart Home, Smarter Water Softener. Here's Kevin.
Hey Culligan, can a smart water softener lift those heavy salt bags for me?
Kevin, it can.
Wait, it can?
Yep, the smart high-efficiency water softener from Culligan can alert your dealer when the salt needs to be replaced, and they'll do it for you, so your water stays soft and you stay away from lifting the bags.
I mean, I could lift them if I wanted.
No judgment here, Kevin. We're happy to do it, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Dr. Jack, what do you do?
If they're talking about food, they're talking about exercise, they're talking about rest, vaccines, or anything else that comes along, unless they say, Dr. Jack, what do you think? They're not ready to hear what I have to say. The majority of people who come to see me just want to get out of pain, and they don't want to sit around and have a family reunion.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 23 after the hour now, and it's trending time. Not that we don't have trending all the time, but we spend a little time with particular attention to social media comments and thoughts and focus on people like Demi Lovato. What's up to date on her? She's a name that most people know. She's a singer, right? Or is she an actress? What is the...
They, yes. Non-binary. They are an actor, a singer...
Hold on a second. Demi Lovato is a lady, right?
Non-binary.
Yes, what does that mean?
They don't identify as female nor male. They're non-binary.
Is she a male or is she a female?
Neither.
She was born as an it. Is that what we're saying?
What?
What is this they stuff? I don't understand. I think most people don't understand.
And it's grammatically incorrect.
Yeah, it is horrible grammar. beside being, I understand people deserve the way that they want to live their lives, but it goes without saying that people don't know, for the most part, what all of this lingo is. Maybe
most of us would say
are.
That Demi Lovato is a girl, Doug. But
yes.
She says she's
right.
Not a girl. So.
Okay, but why does she say that? She just doesn't choose to be? She wants to be? What is there? I don't get why somebody would choose to be somebody
that
they
are. Sex is how you're born. Gender is how you identify. And there are other cultures that don't have only two genders. They have multiple genders.
Based on what, though? What? What's it based on what? You either have a male organ or you don't have a male organ.
That's sex, not gender.
Okay. But hasn't it always been
sex
the case?
Sex is body parts and gender is how you identify, how
but
you feel,
But how did that get
emotional.
Established? I understand. I get it. But where did that start, and how did it start, and why did it start? What difference is
it? It started because there's a need for it, obviously. People felt like they weren't falling into one of two boxes, and so people who didn't feel like they fit in either decided, that that was an easier way of expressing themselves.
And I'll be unpolitically correct. It's very trendy. Like, it's very trendy amongst young people to decide that there's something like a they, you know, that they're a they, basically.
All right, so
I don't know
anyway.
If it's trendy, but it's definitely now there's a safe space for that. So I don't think it's going to go
but
away.
But they didn't feel safe before? She didn't feel safe being called a woman, Demi Lovato?
I don't know her specific case. I don't know, Jay, has she talked about that? I don't follow her that closely.
No, Demi Lovato has just said that they're non-binary. They prefer they and them pronouns.
So, but people get completely confused. When you talk about a single person, the plural the plural pronoun is they. It does not refer, you can't find a dictionary anywhere that will say they refers to a single person.
But it does possessively in there. And this, we're getting so far into the weeds here. Can we just
talk
about
that? Well, but it's confusing. No, I understand. But under the circumstances, it is when we start the story out with they say this, and then people listening and saying they, we're talking about
Demi Lovato. You watched Billions for five seasons. You know Taylor Mason, the character.
Yeah,
Taylor,
I know that. Yeah, but
Taylor was a they.
Gets that. Yeah, okay.
Well, Demi Lovato has found that her California sober lifestyle, you know, drink a little drink, smoke a little smoke, was no longer working for them, and did another stint in rehab, their choice, and they feel like sober is a much better option.
Mm-hmm. It was kind of leading to that, though. A lot of people were saying California sober is not a real thing.
I've never even heard of that. What is California?
It's when you smoke weed instead of drinking.
It's when you do the legal
hard
stuff.
Drugs.
Yeah, you do what's legal.
That's part of the this. I watched. Is it Cobra? No, Cova. What's the thing that's on Amazon about the girl in the fishing boat in Gloucester? Coda. Great.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A space heater is to blame for the loss of life in Bronx, New York, Sunday morning. 19 people, including numerous children, perished in the blaze. Roughly 200 New York Fire Department members responded to the call for help. A Myanmar court sentenced the country's ousted leader, Suu Kyi, on Monday to an additional 4 years in prison on charges related to illegally importing and owning walkie-talkies and for breaking pandemic rules. Rachel Balcovic will manage the Low A team for the New York Yankees this season, making her the first female manager in affiliated professional baseball.
No matter what, every person that's doing something out of the norm right now undoubtedly was told that they couldn't do it.
Balcovic, who joined the Yankees as a minor league hitting coach in November of 2019, will now lead the minor league team, Tampa Tarpons. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
A malfunctioning space heater led to a fire in Bronx, New York that killed 19 people, including numerous children, Sunday morning. Fire Commissioner Dan Nigro talks at a press conference after details were gathered.
Thank you, Mayor. And let me just say that my entire department mourns along with the families here today and our entire city. We're all about saving lives, and the loss of one life is sad for us, much less 19 lives. As the mayor said, this fire began in an apartment that spans two floors on the second and third floor of the building. It started in a malfunctioning electric space heater. That was the cause of the fire. The fire consumed that apartment that is on two floors and part of the hallway. The door to that apartment, unfortunately, when the residents left, was left open. It did not close by itself. The smoke spread throughout the building, thus the tremendous loss of life and other people fighting for their lives right now in hospitals all over the Bronx. So we are investigating where everyone was found, how the smoke traveled, but certainly the marshals have determined through physical evidence and through first-hand accounts by the residents that this fire started in a bedroom in a portable electric heater.
For more information, please visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pryde, USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
One in 44 children have some kind of autistic problem. Children from low-income families were more likely to get diagnosed than those in wealthier families.
Remember, low-income families with WIC or some kind of food supplementation, they can't get it unless the children are vaccinated. You said lower-income families.
Yeah.
They can't qualify for assistance if their kids aren't vaccinated. Now, that is a crime against nature.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we are back again in the focus of what's going on, the conversation that matters, what means most to you, the events of the day, the issues of the day, the people of the day. We're here to discuss all of them, them. See, that's the correct use of the pronoun them and they when you're referring to them. It's a number of things. We have a little conversation going on here about applicability of pronouns I, you, he, versus we, them, and they. And I am probably showing my age when it comes to understanding the correct pronouns for people who want to be, as Victoria calls it, non-binary. I don't even know what that means. Where did that come from?
I don't call it that. That's,
that's what it's called. Well, I have. Yeah. What if I was like, hey, somebody's going to call you, their name is Aaron, and I don't know if they're a male or female because I haven't spoken to them. Mm-hmm. I would say them. I wouldn't say he or she.
Yeah.
You say them. So therefore, you're still saying they, them in a singular.
Yes. In a way that's
context.
Identifiable so with people still, who are over the age of 50, perhaps, or maybe 40.
So that shuts down your theory that is grammatically correct.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
Shakes fist in the air.
Okay. Yes, here it is. It's protest time. Jennifer Horn is here. She's not protesting. She's laughing. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen. COVID vaccine can lengthen your menstrual cycle, ladies. Apparently, a lot of women who are reporting online say the vaccine alters their cycle. Did you find, I don't get too personal here, probably. But.
this is something that a lot of women were talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot
so
of women.
I'm probably not the one to lead this discussion. Probably
a lot of people are concerned about fertility.
Yeah, but a lot of people were worried about whether it was going to impact fertility getting the vaccine or not, and whether or not pregnant women should get the vaccine. And so a lot of the attention has been on that. And a lot of women, after they got the vaccine, are like, I've either missed a period or I've skipped or my cycle is screwed up. And no one was really addressing that. And so now this study is out that says that there has been a disruption in many women's menstrual cycles, which is important, especially if you're getting the if you're getting the vaccine and you're also counting your fertility days.
Is it the vaccine that affects it, or is it the COVID? And is it dependent on, you know, the virus certainly unpredictable? So
it apparently
is this the
depends.
Delta variant? What? Go ahead.
No, it's the vaccine. It's not the variant.
It's
this
the vaccine.
Is just testing against the vaccines. But it depends on when you get it, like where you are in your cycle of when you get the vaccine. That was another thing. Women, like I did not have any issues at all, but I have friends who got knocked off a day or two, and it just really depends on when you get it. So it's something for women to think about going forward. It is temporary, though, and that's what this study proves. And so a lot of the researchers who worked on this, and this was in the Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology, they were kind of relieved that out of the 4,000 participants in the study, that this was temporary and everybody went back to normal after a cycle or two. So that's, and like Jen said, a lot of women were concerned about fertility implications with it. So, you know, this kind of validates that it is safe and that if you do have a minor disruption, it's not going to last forever.
Mm-hmm. Looking at the stats, too, on Delta and Omicron, Delta certainly has led to an increase in infections. Omicron has led to a larger increase in people having the virus, but not bad outcomes, unless, apparently, there are a small share of vaccinated people whose health is already compromised that have had Omicron and haven't come out of it well. But if your health is okay, I mean, that says that's the same thing for all three of the variants. Delta certainly has affected people whose health was compromised in a horrible way. And maybe, do you think this has spurred people that you know, any of all of the three of you, or any of you who know people who were sort of, you know, they were in not the best of shape, and has it encouraged people to go on diets or to do, you know, the things that we talk about with our sponsor, Calitrin, getting on a diet, keeping the weight off, that sort of thing. Do you think that, I see it in my circle, but my circle is older than your circle for the most part. I'm wondering if people that are younger are taking this seriously. That is, looking at the picture here and seeing that folks who are heavier, who are vulnerable, who have a lot of fat cells, that's one of the categories, and, you know, a weakened immune system, all of those things are people changing the way they live as a result of the lessons of COVID. Do you think?
Well, I will say in my circle of people who have had COVID, some of the people who I know that were the absolute sickest were the healthiest people I know.
Really?
And the unhealthiest people ended up breezing right by it like it was a sinus infection.
It's so different for every person.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. And yeah. I haven't known anyone who, knock on wood, I haven't known anyone who has been severely ill from COVID. My mom was probably the one that was the sickest of anybody in my life that I know. So, I mean, knock on wood for that. But
we
lost a few loved ones. It was tough. It just feels like it's so unnecessary.
Well, it is unnecessary. You know, you go back to the source, and one of the things that upsets me more than anything else today is looking at a study in Bloomberg Business about companies who, instead of doing less business, are doing more business in China. There's a, you know, the crackdown from the government on private enterprise in that area of China. There has been a tightening, and, you know, it's pretty, there's a dis-ease in the United States-China relationship because of, well, in this circumstance, the Uyghur population, but more the broader picture is that most Americans understand that and the government understands that the Chinese are responsible for Omicron and disrupting the economy of the world. I mean, they certainly had a willing co-conspirator in the news media, and so it was the craziest of what, you know, you couldn't have predicted it would be this crazy. So now, there are people in Europe, what is called Eurasia, Europe and Asia put together in the United States. When you look at the markets and you look at the investments, this really disgusts me. When I see some of these CEOs of Western companies that are more planning to do business with China than over the next 10 years than not. I think this is unpatriotic, un-American, and the reason is simple. It's because China is on track to be perhaps the world's largest economy in the next 10 years, and corporations want to be there because that's where the market is. Now, that doesn't say that we have to have, you can sell stuff there. You can be in the market to sell cars and whatever else there is, you know, furniture, whatever you've got to make. But why do we have to have the Chinese making it? That's the question. See, there's two different things. How much business do you do in China because there's business there versus how much business you have done in China to service clients that you have all around the world? Do you understand the distinction? I'm sure you do, right? I'm talking to myself, answering my own questions. But, you know, when I look at this and I see how the GDP expanded in China in the fourth quarter and how everybody else's economy was dragged down by supply chain constraints, by the energy crunch, the Russians and the Europeans and all of that stuff, the uncertainty that has come has not affected China the way it's affected us. So do we just sit here and play fat, dumb, and happy and go along with whatever goes along and acknowledge that the Chinese are going to have so many people, they're going to control the world's economy, or that's what they want to do. They want to control the world. So is that good or bad for America and Americans? I guess it depends on how you look at it, right? I mean, I go railing off on this all the time, and people say, well, what are you going to do? You're a lone voice. And apparently I am. There are many other people on the radio who have the same approach to this as I do. The mass overconsumption of crap made in China, all it does is further enhance their ability to be the leading economic power in the world. So people say, so what? How's that going to affect me? And I don't know that I have an answer to that, at least an immediate answer. How does it affect me? Does it affect you?
Well, it does, because
I think it does.
Because
yeah.
If you want to just go to the food supply, how does that not affect everybody? It does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then they're sucking it up. They're buying up. See, the problem here is we're looking at this. There's three different aspects to this. There's doing business in China as an American company or whatever, a company from place, selling them the same as we sell our goods and services to countries in South America or to countries in Europe or wherever it is. Then where you have things made, that's a different focus. And that's where I have a problem because of the American jobs that have been lost and squandered because greedy, and I say this, I'm a capitalist, but, and I don't think I'm greedy, but I will tell you that I would like to make sure that I'm taken care of, my family's taken care of, and that's in the capitalist way. But, you know, I can see where in the business of advertising, which is the business I'm really in, the effect of the economy and the Chinese influence on the economy has affected what I'm able to get for advertising revenue. And that's, you know, I mean, you look across the board and tell me, so what are we going to do about it? Inflation is a result of China, in a manner of speaking. Look at it all goes back to COVID, which goes back to China. And they have a very targeted approach to the way they want. They're smarter, apparently, than we are, because we can't seem to maintain. We're too busy fighting with ourselves. You think the Chinese are fighting about their political? They have one political party in China. That's it. The Communist Party. Don't join it. You get active and try to work against it, you get shot. That's it. So, you know, there's a, but it's a whole different kind. It's a different way of
not
thinking.
Not to say that's good or what we should go towards here.
No.
We should know that they're not being distracted like we are.
No, not at all. They don't have a news media that reports on all this crap. They don't have social media that's back and forth with all the misinformation. They don't even allow it. So, you know, this is there something to be learned? We're way beyond being able to do something about this, I think, at this point.
We also have, I don't know. I think we also have a real penchant for American capitalist greed. And whether you're a little kid who, you know, and I was this kid, I'm sure all of us were, you know, you're watching the commercials heading towards Christmas and you start writing down every toy you want. And your parents, you have a huge tree filled with presents underneath for most kids. And that's where it starts. And that's advertising and that's media exposure. And as soon as kids see stuff, they want it and parents indulge in it. And it just becomes, and then like that kid grows up and can't afford to go to FAO Schwartz. And then you go to the dollar store and you buy all the same amount of stuff and you're just feeding into that pipeline.
You don't think that the Chinese businesses and the government is greedy?
That's just one aspect of it. That's just one aspect. No, but they're capitalizing on our American greed.
That's what they're capitalizing. But they are, the Chinese are greedy as well because they want to control the world.
Absolutely.
It's all about greed.
It's all greed.
That's what it is. Here's this guy in India who got jabbed with a vaccine at least 8 times last year.
I swear I saw this. I was like, oh, my God. This is a story.
He got the idea from you.
Yeah.
Right.
Apparently, he's carried his aches and pains.
He's claimed he's received 11 doses of the vaccine. He's a retired postman. He says it helped him get rid of aches and pains and stay healthy. There you go. There's
he glows at night.
For mankind. 48 past the hour.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Deep breaths.
Maya's virtual meditation studio has never been busier.
Imagine not working.
They need a remote assistant to realign their scheduling.
Blank calendar. Sorry, back to your breath.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Make calls, schedule virtual interviews, and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
In the know, I'm Andy Solomon. While there is much to be done to fulfill Dr. King's dream of a beloved community, AmeriCorps remains committed to showing that service can help unite Americans of different backgrounds and experiences while meeting the urgent needs in our communities. AmeriCorps CEO Michael D. Smith has more.
The commemoration of the Martin Luther King Day of Service is a call to act on Dr. King's legacy of social justice and equity by coming together. Through service, we can break down the barriers that divide us, strengthen ties to one another and our community, while we meet the needs of our neighbors and our nation.
Even in times of great challenges, AmeriCorps has helped bring people together and bridge the deepest divides we face.
Dr. King said that everybody can be great because everybody can serve, and service to one another puts his words into action.
To learn more and find in-person and virtual volunteer opportunities on MLK Day,
airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
After the hour now, it's Money Pit time, Monday. Money Pit Monday. Oh, I kind of like that. As opposed to Money Penny. Remember James Bond?
Yeah,
Money,
yeah, actually.
Money Pit, Money Pit, Money Penny. There we are. John, where did I go with that? I was thinking of, never mind what I was thinking about. Tom Kreidler is here from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. Airs every weekend around the country. A lot of people want to know answers to questions. We were just talking off the air about the fires in New York over the weekend and space heaters and how to be smart about if you have to use these or you want to use them in your home. There are two different types. There's the electric heat, and then there's the stuff that comes out of a small little, almost a little furnace, you know, the space heaters that we use in our garage, for example.
And yeah, kerosene heaters.
Kerosene heaters.
I can't imagine that in an apartment building like that, that people would be using kerosene heaters. But even the electric heaters, you know, there's the oil-filled electric heaters, which are not oil as in burning oil, but it's like oil as in just sort of a heating mass.
Yes.
I have one of those, and it looks like a little radiator, and it holds the heat because it has that mass inside of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the radiant heaters, which glow. You know, those are the ones that you can look at, and they glow. But regardless of the type of space heater you have, you know, a couple of things to remember is, first of all, distance, right? You've got to have at least 3 feet between your heater and anything that can burn. And, you know, sometimes that's hard in a small place, and people forget. You'd be amazed at how hot the surfaces get when they're closer than that. And the other thing is, electricity-wise, you've got to have the right size cord. You're best not to have an extension cord on a space heater unless it's the right size. People take a small extension cord, they plug it in the wall, skinny one, and then they plug it into the large power cord for the space heater, and then the extension cord heats up and catches on fire. So it's just it's a horrible tragedy, and like all tragedies that are caused by heating appliances, preventable if folks are more careful with how they use them.
Yeah, I think that you just made a point that a lot of people don't get. Unsophisticated people or people who are uneducated as to the different types of wiring. Kids, you know, today are pretty naive about how things are built, I think, in the main, how things run. And so they see, okay, they think all of these tension cords that are made are the same because they have two wires in them.
Right.
What else do I need to know? But you're, you know, there is a huge difference. And if you're smart enough to look at the UL label on it to find out what it's good for, what capacity it has in terms of amperage, right?
That's right. And, yep. Smaller wires can carry less electricity without overheating.
Yeah.
And if you have an appliance like a space heater, that's going to use quite a bit of electricity. And so everything has to work right with that.
Yep. Barbara, one of our listeners, says one of her bathrooms has a false marble bathroom sink and countertop with a few light scratches. She wants to figure out how to fix that. How does she do that?
Yeah, you can actually fix those. In fact, much in the same way that you could, like, touch up a Corian countertop, you can sand it with a very, very fine sandpaper. We're talking about, like, 600-grit sandpaper, 800-grit sandpaper, like an emery paper. You can essentially polish those scratches out of it. And then once you get the scratch out of it, if you keep going finer and if you finish off with steel wool, when you buy steel wool, it has different grades. And the finest grade has, I think it's 4 or 5 zeros, but you call it aught. You say 4 aught steel wool or 5 aught steel wool. It basically is a pound sign followed by 4 or 5 zeros. That's super fine, and you can polish it with that and actually bring the shine back. So you can use materials like that, or even rubbing compound, like you would use if you're trying to take a scratch in your car finish.
Yeah.
Yeah, that works as well, too, Barbara.
Isn't that great? That's kind of gritty. That has grit.
That's right.
In it. But it doesn't affect the surface of the car.
That's right. It has a little bit of grit in it. You can feel it if you kind of rub it in your fingers. Just a little bit of grit. And that is what helps to dig into the surface just enough to take those scratches out.
What's on the next episode of the Money Pit Podcast this week?
We're going to talk a little bit about attracting winter birds to your house. If you're, enjoy watching the birds as we do, what you can do to get those birds to join you and keep the squirrels away at the same time. Talk about some of our experiences with different types of bird feeders. And then we get into spaces, finding new spaces for the new year. You need a workshop, you need a maker space, you need a sewing center, all the places in your house that you can convert to make these little craft areas. We also talk about warming up cold floors, which are especially annoying in the morning when you hop out of bed.
They sure are.
And some tips on dealing with smelly sinks. We solved that one with a hack.
There you go. All right. All that stuff is in the next episode of the Money Pit Podcast. You get that at moneypit.com/podcast. Also, the Money Pit newsletter, moneypit.com/newsletter. The bottom line is there's so much info, so much helpful information available, not just through the radio program, but all the service adjacencies, if you will, the podcast and the newsletter. Tom Kreitler, co-host of the Money Pit, here at 59.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.